You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Happy Thursday, Meatballs! Welcome back to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome, Meatballs. Happy Thursday. We always love a good Thursday. We're in studio, as always, drinking some messy Malma. And we're going to do a fun podcast today because we are going to answer a ton of meatball questions.
Oh, yeah. Basically, this entire podcast will be meatball questions because I feel like we haven't gotten to them yet.
What? I can't. I have the giggles.
You all right?
All right. So how's your week going, Dee?
So my week is going good. I feel like soon CJ's going to school, so I'm like super sad.
Preschool?
Yeah.
Like full day?
Full day. This will be
you're going to cry your eyes
day,
out.
Monday through Friday. It'll be the first time he's doing it.
So let me tell you what you're going to experience.
Like, I'm having like a really hard time about it.
You're not going to sleep the night before. You're going to take a million pictures.
I could cry right now thinking about it.
You're going to take a million pictures, and after you drop him off, he's going to – he might or he might not say, Mommy, Mommy, when you're trying to walk out. That is the worst pain ever. And you're going to sit in the parking lot for an hour to make sure he's good.
Oh my God.
Maybe even 2 hours because I know you're crazy.
Luckily, where I'm putting him has cameras, so I could check on him all day.
Oh, that's nice.
Which I'm like happy
Oh, Dina's
going
to be on the couch watching him all day.
Well, I have Cameron too, so you know, Cameron. I mean, I'm sure like me and Cam will be able to do things like.
Well, that's nice that he can distract you,
which is also nice because I feel like Cameron, like you know, he's a second child, so like even though I give like all my attention to both of them, like this will be his time to get mommy's full attention. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice, but I'm like having a hard time about CJ going full time.
So yeah, so Lorenzo, he turned 11.
Can't.
Lorenzo's going to be in 5th grade, so I'm getting Lorenzo ready
he's
for 5th
grade.
He's
our first baby.
Jersey Shore baby. So he's going to 5th grade. I'm getting him ready. He's going to be the king of the school because you don't go to 5th, then you go to 6th, which is middle school. So Lorenzo's in 5th grade, like ready to rule. And then Giovanna's going into 3rd.
I can't.
So Giovanna will be in 3rd. And then Angelo's going to do his full year in the public school at preschool.
Oh, this will be his first full.
His first
too?
Full. So last year he only did like 8:45 to 11. Okay. So like I got to like have him. But we're both going to be messes.
Yeah.
We're going to be FaceTiming each other crying.
CJ did like that, like 9 to 12, mm-hmm. only 3 days a week though. And then when we moved, I just took him out because like his teacher was changing and I was like, you know what, we'll just restart next year. So I didn't get the full him going to school yet. And I'm like trying to pull it together because he's like nervous.
Yeah. And it's your first.
And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I just hope. Yeah. I hope everybody's nice and I hope like he's going to be okay.
No, he'll be great. So we're going through it as mamas. Yeah. And I'm sure all of you that have children because it's back to school season.
Yeah.
But being a mom for like 11 years now, I'm so fucking excited. My kids are animals. And I'm going to actually tell you guys a story about Giovanna, which I was contemplating talking about. But I think it's just like funny at this point. But having an 11-year-old, an 8-year-old, she's 9 now. So 11, 9, and 4-year-olds all at the house and they're all fighting. And just I'm screaming
goodness.
All day.
Same.
Nobody listens to me.
I get it.
No one listens. And I'm just screaming. And they're always like, Mom, why are you screaming? I'm like, you're not listening to me the first time.
And I'm like, I don't
honestly.
Do you think I like to scream at you?
Even though I'm sad that they're like getting older and like it's very emotional and like upsetting to like see them grow and go on their own. I am so excited also just to have my day.
Yeah, have
I can
your, like,
do
time.
What I need to do. You know, work on the Snooki shop, work on, like, getting bills paid, clean the house, try and, like, you know, work out, do something. Like, just have, like, me time.
No,
and then
I
pick
that.
Them up from school. So it's bittersweet. I'm so sad for them to, like, be growing up. But also, like, oh, my God, like, I have this full day to, like, do my thing. Like, I haven't had that yet. And the fact that Angela's in school the same time as the kids, I'm like, holy shit. This is, like me and Gianna could do lunch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's so funny because I just saw this one TikTok, and it was someone pretending to drop off the young kid and then someone pretending to drop, like, off, like, the older kids. And they're, like, to the younger kid, like, love you. Bye. I hope you're okay. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. And then the older kid, see you later.
No, yeah, like, get out. Like, kicking them out of the car. So that's going to be me with my two oldest.
So I'm the other lady.
Yeah. And you're going to get there one day.
Oh, one day. Well, you're definitely going to get there. Mine are 2 and 4. So
no, yeah, they're still babies.
Babies. So I'm like, don't.
Yeah. So it's a crazy freaking week, but it's good. Our kids are evolving and they're amazing.
They are.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So what is this story about Sissy? What did she do?
Well, there's a couple things I want to talk about this podcast. I want to talk about bad dreams. Because I know we always have bad dreams, but me recently, I'm just having really bad dreams about the kids and I wake up in hysterics. Ugh. I wake up freaking out crying and my husband's like, it was a dream. I'm like, no, but it felt so fucking real. And like, I'm freaking out.
That's so scary.
I want to talk about that, but I'll talk about Giovanna first. So, it was a couple weeks ago and I didn't say anything. I only like told the roomies, but, Giovanna, we were down the shore. She ended up calling 911, and she knows what 911 is. So I was, like, outside with everyone because I had company over at my shore house, and she kept asking me to, like, sign her into TikTok or whatever because I know her password. I let her, like, go on TikTok, like, when I think she can go on, and I wouldn't let her go on. I was like, Giovanna, there's company here. Like, I don't want you going on TikTok. Right. I'm outside. So she went inside and called 911.
Wait, because she wasn't on TikTok? Because
I wouldn't let her on TikTok. I wouldn't let her on TikTok. So she called 911 and they go, what's your emergency? And she goes, my mom's being mean. And then she hung up. And I had no idea. Nobody knew that she called TikTok. Nobody knew that she called the cops. So I'm like, all right. So she went inside. All of a sudden, I hear this. And I'm like, who's at the door? It's like 10:30 at night. I'm like, who's at the door? What is happening? There's like 10 police officers outside.
Shut
And my
up.
Mother-in-law answered the door and she was like, is everything okay? Like what's happening? She goes, did someone call 911 in this house? And she was like, no, not that I know of. Giovanna darts for the bathroom, locks herself in the bathroom. And they're like, can I talk to Nicole Laval? And mind you, I am, like, lit.
Oh, my God.
I'm in my, like, almost drenched phase. I'm, like, not okay. Like, I'm drinking. I'm having a good time. So I see
what
the cops.
Time of,
and I'm like, hello, sir. It's 10:30. I'm like, hi, sir. God. Like, what? Like, it's end of summer. I'm drinking with, like, my family. I'm having a good time. The kids are about to go to sleep. And I'm like, hi, sir. What's going on? They were like, did you know your daughter called the cops? And I'm like, oh, really? And they were like, yeah, she said you were being mean. Like, is something happening? They kind of insinuated, like, you know, do you discipline your kids and stuff like that? And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I just didn't let her go on TikTok. Like, that's it. She's hysterically crying in the bathroom because she knows that she fucked up.
I mean,
she
yeah.
knows.
But
she
oh, my goodness, Sissy.
So Sissy is having a panic attack in the bathroom. Like
she probably was like, I didn't think they'd really come.
Exactly what she said. Oh she goes, God. I didn't think they were going to come. Like, I'm so sorry. And then they had to ask her questions like, you feel safe oh here? Like, what is going on? So they were grilling me as the mom. Like, oh do I abuse my child?
God.
I was mortified, let alone, like, I'm drunk. So, like, I'm talking to them, and I'm like, I'm going to get arrested because I'm drinking. She called the cops on me, and I was freaking out. It was just, like, a whole shit show. My whole family was there, and they were like, you better discipline her. Like, they can't do that, or she can't do that. And I'm just thinking, this is going to be on TMZ. Oh. My daughter called the cops on me. It's going to be on TMZ. Everyone's going to think I'm a terrible mom because I didn't sign her in on TikTok. So she called the cops on me. It was like a freaking mess. But
oh
she
my
was
goodness.
She was so, she was like, she couldn't breathe. She was,
I mean, she's,
she knew.
She's little. So she didn't realize.
She didn't realize that they, when you call, they actually come.
Yeah.
Like they just, trace your, yeah. So she just said, my mom was being mean and hung up. She didn't realize that they were actually going to come. There was a whole squad car. And they like knew that was my address. So I think they figured out, like, you know, she was just being a kid. She didn't realize.
Yeah.
But I was like, Giovanna, if this – can you imagine that got out? The cops came because my daughter called – so I figured it was okay to tell it now because, you know, nothing happened.
It's like we
and it was, like, silly. But, no, yeah, that was –
oh, my goodness.
That terrified me. So I talked to Giovanna, and I was like, listen, you cannot call the cops unless it's an emergency. Because God forbid, like, something was happening. They ended up coming to my
so
house.
And she's so quiet. Like, I feel –
oh, she is not quiet.
Whenever I see her, she's so quiet.
Oh, that's like her, like, that's her, that's like her other persona when she's not with me.
Like she gets nervous or she gets shy.
Yeah, she's shy.
That's
she's
CJ.
Shy. But she's not like that with me. So she felt horrible. I felt bad. I didn't want to, like, discipline her about it. But I told her how important it is to not call the cops unless it's, like, a true emergency.
Yeah, of course.
So that was my weekend 2 weeks ago. Talking to the cops saying, I promise you, everything's fine here. I just didn't sign her in on TikTok.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, well, can you imagine?
I went through it with my kids because CJ, no, I can't imagine. That's freaking crazy.
Like, CJ, why'd you call the cops?
Cameron would be the one to call the cops.
Yeah.
Cameron's going to be my Looney mm-hmm. Tune. But so this weekend, we were in the pool, and CJ now, he can swim without a floaty.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's not, like, a strong swimmer. Like, we're working on it. Mm-hmm. So, you have to be careful. And he's starting to jump in, like, on the shallow end. But I'm like, you have to move away. Cameron now is like, okay, I could jump in. And he wants to wear no floaty. But he wears this. But I'm like, you have to wear a floaty. Like, there's no fighting with me and you not wearing a floaty. Like,
right.
That's not going to happen. So, they're, like, jumping off. And I'm telling them, you can't go by the corner, jump off. You have to go to the center and jump off. I don't want you hitting your head on the corner. They're laughing at me, not listening to me. I'm like, listen to me. They're hysterical. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying to save your lives. Like, stop. I have mm-hmm. an ADT guy inside, like, with Chris, putting up all these sensors. And I'm in the backyard. When I tell you I had, like, a shovel, I was like, I'm done. And I took it, and I threw the shovel down.
Can I get the footage of this?
Probably. And then they both looked at me, still laughing. Not even scared.
Oh, yeah.
Still laughing.
And you got two boys.
So now I said, oh, no. Now they just take me as a joke.
Yeah.
So I ripped them both out of the pool.
Yeah.
I took Cameron's. I said, you're done. Cameron's mm-hmm. hysterical. Because Cameron, once he sees me really mad, he starts to get upset. Because he's like, really a mommy's boy?
Mm-hmm.
But I ripped him out of the pool.
And don't
like,
you feel so bad after,
was,
but you got to stand your ground.
Felt so terrible.
But you got to stand your ground.
The ADT guy's inside, like, looking like, what the
like,
fuck
damn,
is happening
this girl's
in
abusive.
This house? And I'm like,
he's definitely going to call the cops
yeah.
on you.
I'm like, I can't. I'm like, threw him into the timeout chair. I'm like, you don't yell at, you don't laugh at mommy. You don't disrespect mommy like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you I know they're only 2 and 4, but they understand. My kids are smart.
Yeah.
Like,
this is where
I
you got to instill it.
Like, if they don't understand, like, they can't do that now, they're going to turn into, like, real brats when they grow up.
Yeah, we're not trying to raise assholes here.
So I didn't give them, like, their iPad at night, nothing. And that was, like, the first, like, big, like, punishment. Like, I usually am like, ah, but, like, I was like, they were, like, really laughing at me. I was like,
no, yeah.
I was like, they look at me like a joke right now.
No offense, but I'm so excited for them to get older because you're going to realize the shit that our kids put us through. We love them to death. They love us.
Oh, my God. My best friends. But the amount of
disrespect that they get when they get older, when I scream and I get annoyed because they're not listening to me, Giovanna and Lorenzo go,
I can't.
When I'm yelling, I go, are you serious? And every time I get louder, they start yelling or laughing. And I'm like, you guys have no respect for me. And I end up crying because I get so upset. I'm like, you guys just don't respect me.
Yeah.
I'm like really trying to like parent you. And then they come over and they hug me and they're like, sorry, mom. And then they do their chores.
Like, I know this is just the beginning. But like, I was like,
Are they
seriously laughing at me right now?
Yeah.
Because CJ is old enough. Like, he's like, eh. Like, because he thinks that sometimes like, and Chris is right. Chris tells me that like, I don't follow through with my punishments a lot, which is true.
Do I.
But because
awful.
I like love, just I love them so much, and like I'm like, you'll be fine.
I always feel bad.
I always feel bad. So he's like, Dina, you're going to raise monsters. Like you have to follow through with the punishments. So when all of a sudden CJ's laughing, and then Cameron's looking at CJ, and Cameron's like, I'm like, oh no,
yeah.
I have to nip this shit in the bud. Mm-hmm. So then I just like the day was over.
Yeah. In your rooms. Done.
I felt bad, but like I felt like I had to.
So this is like the worst part of
parenting.
It
made me so sad.
The worst part of parenting is having to discipline your kids, but also feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
There's some times where I discipline my kids and I put them in the room and they're hysterically crying because I yelled at them. And I go in my room and I start crying because I feel awful, but I'm like, they need that. They need to know that you can't do that.
Yeah.
We need to be strict sometimes and we need to yell. And we can't always coddle them and be like, it's okay, honey, because then they're going to keep doing it.
And I feel like
parenting
this was different.
Is so hard. And I feel like we never talk about the discipline part.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about it.
And I felt like this was like, I was trying to like, they were literally jumping off the pool and they were coming so close to the edge.
Yeah, you were worried about them.
And they're laughing at me.
But to them, you're ruining their fun.
Yeah. So I was like, nope, today is done. Today is over.
Yeah. So I feel like they're going to realize it when they become parents.
Yeah.
I never really, like, I always respected my mom. Like, I never went overboard. But like, I always question, like, why are you so mean? Why are you always yelling at me? What is happening? Until I became a mom.
I understand now.
And I go, Mom.
I tell my mom that
I go,
always.
Mom, you were the best mom ever. I love you so much. And, like, me and my mom are, like, best friends.
Yeah, me and my mom are best friends now, too.
Yeah.
So then, oh, yeah, this was the best part. We go into the house, and I'm bringing them upstairs. I'm like, we're showering and going to bed. Cameron's like, I love you. And the ADT guy goes to Chris. That was a good move.
Yeah.
To tell me.
No, he's working you.
Yeah.
I love you, Mama.
So I'm like, okay, the ADT guy also has kids, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, my God, this guy thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, so parenting is not easy, to say the least.
Yeah. But it is the most rewarding.
Very rewarding, but it's very emotional. And you don't want to yell at your kids, but sometimes you have to. And you get to that point, and you have to stick to what you say. Like, no iPads for the day. You're not getting your iPads for the day. If I'm telling you to stay in your room and you're crying, just deal with it. I will go in my room and cry and, like, feel bad.
Same.
But I know that I'm doing the right thing.
Like, I did the TikTok and it went viral. That was like my one TikTok viral I ever got was when I
But you were being so true about being a parent.
I was like, if we do this, we're not going. We're not going if you don't do this. And then it's like me in the clown face, like, just, all right,
pack your bags, let's go.
We're going. I just do. Chris is right. Like, I don't go through with my punishments. But this time I did.
I'm guilty of that too.
But this time I did.
It's not just you. Yeah.
They're little. So, but this time I actually did. And I was like, all right. But I felt terrible.
Yeah. I feel you there. It's not easy.
No. I can't believe Sissy called the cops.
Whoa. Fuck my life.
I can't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So talking about kids and everything, you said you had like a bad dream.
All right, so I feel like, so I always have crazy dreams, and I really have crazy dreams when I'm pregnant. I know I'm not pregnant, I'm having my period, but like when you're pregnant, you have these wild, yes, wild dreams.
That's very true.
So I've been meditating a lot lately, and you know, with my third eye, you know, I can read things, like feel things. So my dreams have been crazy lately, and I don't know if it's like preparing myself for something coming up in the future, I don't know. But last night I had this crazy fucking dream where I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, you know, like when you have those dreams, you like wake up and you're like, what the fuck was that? And you're hysterically crying. I ran to my kid's room. Luckily, Giovanna and Lorenzo were sleeping together, and it was about them in my dream. And I just laid with them, like crying, like hugging them. It was crazy. God. So I had this crazy dream. And I usually have dreams of my kids because, you know, I'm always worried. Like, I don't give a fuck about me. And Lorenzo's at that point. He's 11. He asks like weird questions. I think it's like a boy thing. He goes, Mom, if a grizzly bear were to come, would you let them eat us or would you save us and like kill yourself? And I'm like, that's so freaking morbid. But okay, I guess kids are talking about this these days. I go, Lorenzo, I would 100% let the grizzly. I go, Lorenzo, 100% the grizzly bear is eating me and you're fine and you're going to be good. I was like, I will do anything to protect you. Yeah. I wouldn't hesitate to die for you. So that was the conversation that day before I went to sleep. So I had a dream that these birds, they were like alien birds, but they were like, you know, piranhas, like fish.
Yes.
They were bird piranhas.
Oh, my God.
And they came in flocks. And they so we were like somewhere like functioning, like a crazy.
God forbid.
I think there's a movie about it. It's like you have to stay silent or the birds come and eat you.
Bird cage.
Yeah.
No, the birds don't come and eat you. It's like a secret weird thing. The birds save you somehow.
But no, maybe on. It's not that movie. It's kind of like Quiet Place, but birds come and eat you.
Oh, I'm thinking about The Quiet Place. Maybe birds. There's a movie called Birds.
It's the same thing as Quiet Place. So we were like somewhere functioning, and all of a sudden there's a stampede, and the birds are eating everyone. Oh. And you just have to run for your life. And I have my three kids, Gianni and Rocky.
Yikes.
Rocky's my dog. So I, in my dream, I lose Lorenzo and Giovanna in the stampede.
Oh, my God.
And I only have Angelo. And, like, what do you do at that point? In my dream, I picked up Angelo and I ran. I don't even know where Gianni went because I was just worrying about my kids. So I just have Angelo in my hands and we're trying to get on a plane to leave. And I'm like, where are my kids? What is happening? And it was just like a full 10-minute dream of that.
Oh, my God.
Just me and Angelo.
That's terrible.
And I'm wondering about Giovanna and Lorenzo.
That reminds me of a movie I saw with a tidal wave. And the parents get separated, and one parent has one kid, and the other parent has the other kid.
My biggest fear is, like, something goes down, and I don't have my full family with
me. Yeah,
same. So I wake up in hysterics,
I
run to Gianni, and it's, like, the middle of the night, and I wake him up, and I'm hysterically crying. He's like, what happened? What's the matter? I go, I had a bad dream. He's like, come here. It's fine. Then he's like, what was it about? And I go, we lost the kids. And he was like, oh, God. Because, you know, he doesn't even like entertaining that or, like, listening to it because he gets freaked out.
Yeah.
He's like, stop. Don't even tell me. So I ended up sleeping with the kids. And I was just kissing them all night. So I didn't really get a great sleep last night.
No, I don't.
I didn't get a great sleep at all.
I wouldn't either.
Because after that, and then it's already 3 a.m., I'm like, how do I get back to sleep? I was done. Do you ever have, like, crazy fucked up dreams about, like, your kids?
I mean, I worry about my kids and Chris
constantly.
All the time.
I pray every day for my children.
Same. Like, because, like,
I wear St. Michael for them.
I don't know what I would do if something happened to anybody that I love.
No.
So, like, that's, like, one of my biggest, biggest fears and probably one of the reasons I'm on Prozac is probably because of that. It helps me just, like, help the intrusive thoughts, I guess. But, yeah, I think, honestly, hearing you talk about it makes me feel a little bit better because I'm like, at least I'm not the only one that thinks about those intrusive thoughts all the time because I find myself waking up in the middle of the night all the time.
I think
just
it is so normal.
Holding my kids so tight.
I think it is so normal.
And thinking just like how blessed, you know?
Yeah. That's another thing I don't think us moms talk about is that.
Yeah.
Like thinking about the worst that would happen to our kids.
God.
Like when I first had Lorenzo, I had these crazy thoughts and I'm like, am I a serial killer, my crazy mom, because I would hold Lorenzo. He's like an infant. And I'm walking down the stairs and I'm thinking, what if he fell out of my arms and fell down the stairs? Yeah. What would I do in this situation? I'm always thinking the worst. Like, what would I do?
But see, that is what, that's intrusive thoughts. So
like, I have them constantly.
But like,
I need to go on Prozac.
I'm not able. So because I have such severe OCD, before Prozac, and it really started hitting me after Jersey Shore 2012, I guess, 2013. And that's when I was like, I have to like talk to someone, because I was like having these intrusive thoughts constantly of like people I love, like something happened to them or that. And I couldn't get it out. And then I would talk to someone and they said, well, you have severe OCD, because I told them about, like, you know, how I have my my tics and touching things. So, yes, I have severe OCD. Like, I have rituals and, like, a but whole bunch of stuff. But you don't do them anymore. I don't do them anymore because I'm able now to, like, I can associate it with my OCD. So if I'm getting into, like, a whole thing, I'll be like, okay, it's my OCD. It's not that I'm going crazy. But when I was younger... I would, like, go through these rituals, like, before bed. And I thought I was just crazy. Like, my mom, I would try to talk to her about it.
This was on True Life. This was, like, a thing. Of people, like, doing things.
I have that. And I would talk to my mom about it. She's like, you're, like, because back then, like, you didn't talk about, like, mental stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would, like, touch things because I would think, like, oh, my God, if I don't do this a certain amount of times, like, something bad's going to happen to my family or, you know, like, that is how it was. So, like... I finally talked to somebody and coming to find out I have like severe OCD, and it's not like just washing my hands. It's like intrusive thoughts. Like I have like one of the, like the top OCDs out there. So it's like intrusive thoughts, rituals, tics. Like it's like when it's constant. So they put me on Prozac and luckily, thank God, it really did help me. So like now I can like disassociate myself from like those thoughts and be like, okay, that's just like an intrusive thought.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Question. So I used to do that so I still do that. So I actually got better with it. I do it with the volume on the TV. It has to be an even number. Yeah. If it's not and I leave it on a 7 and I go to bed.
That's OCD.
I'm thinking that my kids are not going to breathe in their sleep. A tree is going to fall on my house. It always has to be on an even number.
That is OCD. But some people don't realize that that is OCD. That is part of OCD.
It's like I can't.
And it brings out intrusive thoughts. Yeah.
I can't go without it.
It's a ritual.
I used to be really bad with like drinking something. Like if I'm having a sip of water, it has to be an even number. Everything's even numbers. Mm-hmm. Because if not, then
something bad's
going
to happen.
My kid is going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I never thought it was OCD because I was like, OCD is like...
Should I get on Prozac?
I mean, if you want to talk to somebody.
It's only on volume now, though. It used to be this, but now it's this.
Yeah. But like, it has to honestly, be even. I didn't know that was part of the OCD. Look at us being therapists over here.
But well, I knew because I saw True Life.
I didn't know True Life all OCD of that thing. That I was going through was OCD. Because I thought OCD was always just like cleaning things.
Did you just think you were paranoid?
I didn't know what it was, but once it got so bad, I was like, okay, I need to talk to somebody because I was like clearly like, and my mother-in-law, I talked to my mother-in-law about it and she had the same thing and she was like, you have OCD. I'm like, I don't think it's that. And then I went and I talked to someone and they're like, no, that like we went through a whole thing and talking, testing, blah, blah, blah. And it was 100%.
Well, this only started when I became a mother.
Like well, that. Yeah, because you start worrying and
worry
now
about
your
everything.
Brain is like taking over and like you start thinking of intrusive thoughts and then you start trying to fix those intrusive thoughts. But instead of fixing it, you are making it worse.
Are you a doctor?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
Just with this. Because
I have to talk to someone.
You're fine. You can handle it. Clearly, you are able to control yourself. Like I went for a little bit. Jersey Shore wasn't happening.
Crazy,
I went for a little bit into like a really dark place, like because I couldn't control it anymore. Like I was like in my room, I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to function.
Oh, that's severe.
So,
but I'm saying it's there.
Yeah,
it's there for me.
Everybody, I think
and
everybody
I pray,
has a little
I pray
sore.
40 times a week. Like if I have any intrusive thought on my kids,
yeah.
Like I play a scenario in my head always, once a day at least. I'm always praying and I'm kissing my cross. I'm praying to Saint Michael. I have to do this after I pray. If I don't do that, they're dead.
That's a ritual.
I'm doing rituals.
Yeah, I guess you are.
I think I need to go on Prozac.
I mean, you could definitely talk to someone. It definitely has helped me, for sure.
I'm just worrying a lot. Is
any other mom going through that?
Are you guys doing rituals? Like, do you always think bad things about your kids? Like, not bad things, but like, God forbid, something bad's gonna happen. God forbid, if I don't do this a certain way, something's gonna happen to my kid, or I'm gonna get into a car accident, or, you know, something's gonna happen to my husband. I've been doing that since I had Lorenzo, and I've never been like that. It's totally normal because I do that too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think it's totally normal. I think there's just like a degree of like how severe it is. I think that you're fine if you're able to talk yourself through it.
But yeah, well, I just have to do it and then I'm fine.
Yeah. But Prozac helps.
But when I'm doing it, I feel like I know I'm doing it.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with being on medication, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's sometimes like frowned upon. Mm-hmm. I'm on it and it helps me and it's wonderful.
Doing wonders. Well, comment below in the comment sections if you guys are feeling this way.
Oh, my God. This was, like, a serious one.
No, but I think, like, I feel like this is nice to be able to talk about things that, like, moms don't really talk about because I feel like we're always so, like, fun and, like...
And I try to talk about this on the show.
Yeah.
But they never air it.
Of course.
They never air that. Yeah. But I feel like it could help people.
Pick and choose editing. You know? Yeah.
I feel like...
Well, that's why we have the meatball pod. Yes. So we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. So I feel like hopefully that... will help someone that's going through the same thing.
Get your Prozac on.
Get Prozac! There's other medications, too, if Prozac doesn't help. Sometimes it takes a minute to get your right dosage and your right medication. It all depends. On that note, maybe on to fan questions.
Literally. Fan questions, anyone? All right, so we're starting fan questions. This is from a fellow meatball mom and a big fan. She said, have you guys ever been cut off by a bartender?
Yes.
I feel like we said this story before, but it's so good not to tell again. The one recent time that we've been, it wasn't even cut off, but we thought we were cut off. Yes. We were on a plane, and me and Dina were drinking wine. We were having a good time. We were watching Amy Schumer's show. Like, we played it at the same time, so, like, we can listen to it at the same time. We were ordering wine, and then all of a sudden, mid-flight, the flight attendant comes over, and she's like, here, guys, some water. And we both looked at each other. We go, why is she giving us water?
How dare you?
Like, are we acting out of control? What is happening? And we realized that she was giving everyone water. So it wasn't just us, but in our heads, we thought we were cut off. I'm sure back in the day, we were cut off.
I was actually cut off the day I got arrested. They started giving me water.
You guys cut me off in the Poconos the first time because I was wasted and you were like, here's some wine.
Oh, yes.
And I thought it was wine, but it was actually
food
water.
In Angelina's hair.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Mess.
Yeah, well.
And doing, oh, my God, that was probably one of my favorite moments of you. You were doing cartwheels
on the stage.
And then you fell off the stage. Fell off. Anybody else would have broken a limb. And you're just like, woo, doing more cartwheels.
And I kept doing cartwheels.
I can't.
If you didn't know, meatballs don't break. We bounce and we just get right back up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is cool. So it says, hey, Meatballs, my parents watched the show when it was being released and then put me on, and our whole family watches this Family Vacation now. I was wondering where you guys would shop back then, because every time I see old episodes, I just want to go through your guys' closets, especially with Snooki sunglasses and slippers and Dina's classic tight dresses. So we actually a lot of times would shop on the boardwalk when we were down the shore.
Yeah,
so all the time. We would just go to like these little boutiques on the boardwalk. And then my tight dresses I got from BB. I still shop with BB. Yeah. I love BB.
I always used to go to Mandy's. I don't know if that's still
Joyce
a thing.
Leslie.
Joyce Leslie.
Oh my God, Joyce Leslie.
Rainbow. I still love Rainbow to this day. But we always used to shop like normal.
Yeah, I feel like our dresses were $10.
Yeah, we were never at like Dolce and Gabbana. Like no. It was always like $10 to like $25 dresses.
Well, the slippers were your slippers.
Well, yeah,
the
Snooki slippers. I still sell my slippers on my website, thesnookishop.com. But I'm also, since Halloween is coming up, I'm bringing back my old shirts I used to wear, my old hats, my sunglasses.
Fun.
So on
like
my
the
website.
Trucker hats?
Yeah, my website, I'm going to do a Halloween Snooki section, and you guys can get my old styles that I used to wear.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So I'm working on that right now.
You are so smart.
I'm an entrepreneur.
You really are so smart.
But
I love
like,
that.
I honestly
because
miss.
Because everybody dresses like you for Halloween,
yeah,
the
but
meatballs.
I have to say, I miss our style. I literally said this like a week ago. I go, we used to dress amazing. Like, back in the day,
I mean,
that
I didn't
style
love
was,
it. I didn't
no,
love some of the
it
things
was
I wore.
So iconic, though. I kind of want to bring it back.
I liked my denim. I liked my denim.
Denim.
Yeah, I did like that.
Oh, you look hot in denim.
I do. I love I love a nice denim outfit.
No, yeah, so I don't know. You really just have to fish and find because those are such old school looks,
but
which we're going to bring back, so don't worry.
BB was where I got a lot of my dresses and stuff. And then everything else I got off, like, I got Joyce Leslie. Those were like $10 dresses. Joyce Leslie I don't think exists anymore. Which is so sad. That was like my go-to club outfit.
Same. All right, so here's another question. How have your guys' hangover changed over time? What's your most reliable hangover remedy other than to keep drinking on meatball days?
Well, now it's like I'll do wine and then I'll be a little hungover and I'm like, oh, well, I still have to function. I'm a mom.
I think they're talking about like crazy hangovers, like us filming.
Oh, when we film.
Oh, bitch, I am out for 3 days. I can't move.
Yeah,
I like, can't eat. I'm like chugging waters.
After we film, I need
it takes me a good 3-4 days to
get
back.
I need sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep.
And it's so hard because after we're done filming, we go back home and we're moms. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. Like, I feel like when we film, we drink a lot. And then when we go home, we don't drink as much as, like, clearly.
No, we'll have, like,
so
a glass of wine or two.
So our bodies aren't really used to it. So
no.
When I get hungover filming, I just need sleep. Or sometimes they'll, like, wheel in IVs for us because we need to keep working.
IVs are nice.
Yeah.
But I would say, and we never do it, and I always try, but when we are drinking and we know we're going to, like, get a little crazy, you should always have a water in between
and
each
eat.
Drink.
Make sure you eat.
Eat carbs before you know you're going out.
For sure.
I mean, you're going to get a hangover, obviously, but it's going to be way better if you have carbs and you drink in between drinks.
Because at home, like, I really don't get hangovers because I'll only have, like, 2 or 3 glasses of wine before
bed.
No, yeah,
like, I'll wake up here and there with, like, a headache, but it's not, like,
but
I'm
filming,
not functional.
Filming, it's like I'm trying to be 21 again, and I can't, and my liver is, like,
we can't drink
no,
like we used to.
Mm-mm. No.
And we always say it, and then we try anyway.
And it's not like I drink like that anymore, but, like, when we film, like, we're making a show, so we drink a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it takes like, I think I was still drunk. Sometimes I wake up still drunk filming because my body just isn't like used to me drinking like that.
And then we go and we have breakfast and mimosas and it's just like you keep going.
Yeah. God.
So but basically
Gatorade,
when you get older.
Gatorade, seltzers, definitely hydrate. Hydrate.
I would say to Gatorade because I always do the Gatorade commercials with sports and everyone's drinking Gatorade. Gatorade should do a relatable commercial of people hungover and you're chugging
and
Gatorade.
And barely picking
it
up.
Yeah, like, oh, thank God I have a Gatorade.
Okay, here's one. Hi, I'm a huge fan of yours. My question is, when do you think you will all be done with the show? As in, you're no longer wanting to film. Is there an age you're waiting to hit? Or is it just when you feel at a good stopping point? Thank you, love you, Michelle Aguilar. Aguilar, I think her name is. So for me, I feel like as long as you guys are watching and you want us to continue, like, mm-hmm. and the producers are still willing to, like, work with us and our families, like, I will go as long as I can because it's, like, you know, it's money for my family, it's my job. Mm-hmm. And I love working with, you know, all of, like, my cast members. I truly love, like, my cast members. Yeah. So as long as I'm as long as they're wanting us, like, mm-hmm. I would be willing to continue.
Same. I always say, I'll do the show until we're in a nursing home. And imagine us in a nursing yeah. home. And we're like, where's the wine? And, like, you know, like, getting wine IVs. And,
CJ
like,
and I will Sissy do it. And Cameron and Lorenzo yeah. and coming in to see mm-hmm. us. Like,
I will
imagine.
Do it as long as MTV keeps renewing us and you guys are watching. So there's no, like, time limit or age where I'm like, oh, I'm over this because I love what we do.
Like, imagine I little Cameron show. And Angelo, like, coming in, like, when they're 20, coming yeah. to say, like, yeah. or not 20,
ew.
Probably, like,
we're
40,
gonna be dead.
50, what do you mean? They would be 40, probably, because we would be then. Like.
But I love our show. I love what we do. I love that we entertain you guys. So as long as MTV wants to keep us, you know.
Yeah, and, like, keeps working with, like, our families and yeah. stuff, I would definitely.
And especially our meatball pod. Like yeah. this. I would love to do this forever.
Same.
Like, just, like, gossiping about our lives, talking about what we're going through, relating to other people, listening. I mean,
I just
I'm
love
down
working
to go
with
forever.
You in general.
I'm down to go forever.
Same.
And it scares me that we're getting older.
Ugh.
But I think the older, the wiser we are.
So wise.
And it's just going to get better from here.
I love it. I love where we are now in our lives.
Same.
It's my
proud
favorite.
Of us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
And to think the meatball pod just started in COVID when we were just going live yep. on Instagram.
Just getting drunk and I would leave you.
Yeah. And I'd cry.
I was like, bye.
I can't.
We did it, meatball.
We did it.
We
I
did
feel
it.
Like
this was actually very informative.
This was like
are we scholars?
A different little, this was a little bit of a different episode,
yeah.
but I liked it.
I feel like we got a little serious, which I think we're going to.
Yeah.
Sometimes because mommyhood is not easy and just like being just like adulting in general.
Yeah. And I also like I enjoy talking about it.
Same.
It actually helps me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get like annoyed when I talk about it when we're filming and they like don't air it because I'm like, I think it'll actually help people.
Well, this is why we have our space.
Yeah. I love it.
Thank God for the meatball pie.
Yes, we did it, meatball.
We did it, meatball.
Let's get sauce.
Let's get sauce. Happy Thursday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.